The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 31st in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Benjamin. Now, the Christians in Persia had enjoyed 12 years of peace during the reign of Isdigard, but in 420 it was disturbed by the indiscreet zeal of Abdas, a Christian bishop who burned the Temple of Fire, the great sanctuary of the Persians. King Isdigard was not happy. He threatened to destroy all the churches of the Christians unless the bishop would rebuild it. Abdas refused to comply. The threat was executed. The churches were demolished. Abdas himself was put to death, and a general persecution began, which lasted 40 years. Among those who suffered was Saint Benjamin, a deacon who had been imprisoned for a year for his faith. At the end of this period, an ambassador of the Emperor of Constantinople obtained his release on the condition that he would never speak to any of the courtiers about religion. But Saint Benjamin declared that it was his duty to preach Christ and that he could not be silent. He was again apprehended and brought before the king. He was tortured and eventually martyred. The year was 424. Saint Benjamin, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time, I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And in the month of March, we are joining Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The personal dimension of forgiveness. As sin is ultimately something totally personal, so also our healing with forgiveness has to be something totally personal. The Lord addresses the person as an individual in a particularly clear way in the sacrament of penance. He knows each one by name, and he calls him personally and saves him if he has fallen into sin. Of course, the confession of one's own sin can seem to be something heavy for the person because it humbles his pride and confronts him with his poverty. It is this that we need. We suffer exactly for this reason. We shut ourselves up in our delirium of guiltlessness, and for this reason we are closed to others and to any comparison with them. In psychotherapeutic treatments, a person is made to bear the burden of profound and often dangerous revelations of his inner self. In the sacrament of penance, the simple confession of one's guilt is presented with confidence in God's merciful goodness. It is important to do this without falling into scruples, with the spirit of trust proper to the children of God. In this way, confession can become an experience of deliverance, in which the weight of the past is removed from us and we can feel rejuvenated by the merit of the grace of God, who each time gives back the youthfulness of the heart.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 9 past the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio on Wednesday of Holy Week, March 31st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. May we not let this time of grace pass in vain, in the foolish illusion that we can control the times and means of our conversion to the Lord. We begin this liturgical day joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Know that the Lord is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Father, if I must drink from this cup, your will be done.
I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days, Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is as nothing in your sight, a mere breath, the man who stood so firm, a mere shadow, the man passing by, a mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sin and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit? You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this, God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Strive for peace with all men, and for that holiness without which no one can see God. See to it that no man falls away from the grace of God, that no bitter root springs up through which many may become defiled, that there may be among you no fornicator or godless person like Esau, who sold his birthright for meal. You know that afterwards he wanted to inherit his father's blessing, but he was rejected because he had no opportunity to alter his choice, even though he sought the blessing with tears. You have not drawn near to an untouchable mountain and a blazing fire, nor gloomy darkness and storm and trumpet blast, nor a voice speaking words such as those who heard begged that they be not addressed to them, for they could not bear to hear the command, "If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death." Indeed, so fearful was the spectacle that Moses said, "I am terrified and trembling." No, you have drawn near to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels in festal gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. Do not refuse to hear him who speaks. For if the Israelites did not escape punishment when they refused to listen as God spoke to them on earth, how much greater punishment will be ours if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? His voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, "I will once more shake not only earth, but heaven." And that "once more" shows that shaken, created things will pass away, so that only what is unshaken may remain. Wherefore, we who are receiving the unshakable kingdom should hold fast to God's grace, through which we may offer worship acceptable to him in reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You heard God speaking from the darkness and saw Mount Sinai ablaze with fire. You came to Moses crying, "See how the Lord our God has shown us his greatness and his glory." Now you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. See how the Lord our God has shown us his greatness and his glory.
From a treatise on John by St. Augustine, Bishop. Dear brethren, the Lord has marked out for us the fullness of love that we ought to have for each other. He tells us, "No one has greater love than the man who lays down his life for his friends." In these words, the Lord tells us what the perfect love we should have for one another involves. John, the evangelist who recorded them, draws the conclusion in one of his letters. "As Christ laid down his life for us, so we too ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." We should indeed love one another as he has loved us, he who laid down his life for us. This is surely what we read in the Proverbs of Solomon. "If you sit down to eat at the table of a ruler, observe carefully what is set before you. Then stretch out your hand, knowing that you must provide the same kind of meal yourself." What is this ruler's table if not the one at which we receive the body and blood of him who laid down his life for us? What does it mean to sit at this table if not to approach it with humility? What does it mean to observe carefully what is set before you if not to meditate devoutly on so great a gift? What does it mean to stretch out one's hand, knowing that one must provide the same kind of meal oneself, if not that what I have just said? As Christ laid down his life for us, so we, in our turn, ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. This is what the Apostle Paul said. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we might follow in his footsteps. This is what is meant by providing, quote, the same kind of meal, unquote. This is what the blessed martyrs did with such burning love. If we are to give true meaning to our celebration of their memorials, to our approaching the Lord's table in the very banquet at which they were fed, we must, like them, provide the same kind of meal. At this table of the Lord, we do not commemorate the martyrs in the same way as we commemorate others who rest in peace. We do not pray for the martyrs as we pray for those others. Rather, they pray for us that we may follow in their footsteps. They practiced the perfect love of which the Lord said there could be none greater. They provided the same kind of meal as they had themselves received at the Lord's table. This must not be understood as saying that we can be the Lord's equals by bearing witness to him to the extent of shedding our blood. He had the power of laying down his life. We, by contrast, cannot choose the length of our lives, and we die even if it is against our will. He, by dying, destroyed death in himself. We are freed from death only in his death. His body did not see corruption. Our body will see corruption and only then be clothed with, through him, in incorruption at the end of the world. He needed no help from us in saving us. Without him, we can do nothing. He gave us to himself as the vine to the branches. Apart from him, we cannot have life. Finally, if brothers die for brothers, yet no martyr by shedding his blood brings forgiveness for the sins of his brothers, as Christ brought forgiveness to us. In this, he gave us not an example to imitate, but a reason for rejoicing. Inasmuch, then, as they shed their blood for their brothers, the martyrs provided the same kind of meal as they had received at the Lord's table. Let us, then, love one another as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us.
God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world to give us life through him.
Since God has loved us so much, we too should love one another.
God loved us first and sent his own Son to be the sacrifice that takes away our sin.
Since God has loved us so much, we too should love one another.
Let us pray. O God, who willed your Son to submit for our sake to the yoke of the cross, so that you might drive from us the power of the enemy, grant us, your servants, to attain the grace of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour, today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. might have heard that one at Palm Sunday Mass last weekend. All glory, laud, and honor. 26 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday of Holy Week, March 31st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we follow Judas to the chief priests and then back to the Last Supper. From the 26th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests.
What will you give me if I deliver him to you?
And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that moment, Judas sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?
Go into the city to a certain one and say to him, "The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples."
And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he sat at table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, he said,
"Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me."
And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?"
"Is it I?" "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
Judas, who betrayed him, said,
"Is it I, Master?"
"You have said so."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. We follow Jesus now on the way of the cross, and we observe that a man just on his way back to town is forced by the Romans to help Jesus carry the cross. His name is Simon. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. After a night of suffering, of insults and scorn, torn by the terrible torment of the scourging, Jesus is led out to be crucified. Then he, Pilate, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified, says St. Matthew's Gospel quite simply. The people do not accept an exchange for Barabbas. An exchange of one who was innocent for one guilty of robbery and murder. Jesus is condemned to suffer a painful punishment, followed by a savagely cruel death reserved for criminals. Very soon, everyone can see that he is already too far seriously weakened to be able to carry the cross on his shoulders right up to Calvary. A man returning home, Simon of Cyrene, is forced to help. Where are the disciples? Jesus had spoken to them about carrying the cross, and they had confirmed with great vehemence that they would go with him even to his death. Now not even one of them is to be found to help him carry the piece of timber to the site of the execution. A stranger has to do it, and that under the threat of force. There are no friendly faces around our Lord, not even one willing to commit himself to say a word in his favor, let alone champion him. Even those who were cured or who had received some benefit from him now do not wish to be conspicuous. What Isaiah had prophesied several centuries earlier is now fulfilled to the letter, "I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold." Simon gets hold of one end of the cross and lifts it onto his shoulders. The other end, more weighty, the one where there has been no response to his love, the one freighted with the sins of each man, this end is carried by Christ on his own. There is one exception to the desertion which the Lord experiences. Tradition has handed the incident down to us. A woman by the name of Veronica steps forward with a piece of cloth to wipe the face of Jesus, and on the fabric there remains an impression of the face of the Lord. Veronica's veil is a symbol of the moving dialogue between Christ and the penitent soul. Veronica responded to Christ's love with reparation. A reparation especially admirable because it came from a helpless woman who did not fear the ire of the enemies of Christ. Will the image of Christ's face be imprinted on my soul as on the veil of Veronica? Our Lord continues on his way. There has been some physical respite, but the path is tortuous and the ground uneven. His energy is dwindling. It is not at all to be wondered at that Jesus falls once, twice, three times. He falls and with increasing difficulty gets to his feet again. A few yards on and he stumbles again. Rising up, he tells us how much he loves us. Falling, he expresses the great need he has for us to love him. It is not too late, nor is everything lost, even though to you it may seem so. Even though 1,000 doom-laden voices keep saying so, even though you are besieged by the furious faces of mocking and jeering onlookers, you have come at a good time to take up the cross. The redemption is taking place now, and Jesus needs many more Simons, like the man from Cyrene. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 19 before the hour. Morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Wednesday of Holy Week, March 31st, 2021, I'm Paul Staudick, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the day of my distress, I reached out with my hands to seek the Lord's help.
In the day of my distress, I reached out with my hands to seek the Lord's help.
I cry aloud to God. Cry aloud to God that he may hear me.
In the day of my distress, I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted.
You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and I remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned.
Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy or in anger withhold his compassion?
I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds.
Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
The water saw you, O God. The water saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro.
Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints.
You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, you established your ancient covenant by signs and wonders. But more wondrously, you confirmed the new one through the sacrifice of your Son. Guide your church through the pathways of life that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise.
In the day of my distress, I reached out with my hands to seek the Lord's help.
If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ.
If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God.
I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no Holy One like the Lord. There is no Rock like our God.
Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds.
The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes.
The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the nether world. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts.
He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap, he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage.
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail? The Lord's foes shall be shattered.
The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was
in the beginning, is now. And will be forever. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ.
God has made Christ Jesus our wisdom and our holiness. By him we have been sanctified and redeemed.
God has made Christ Jesus our wisdom and our holiness. By him we have been sanctified and redeemed.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you clothe the sky with light and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home.
God has made Christ Jesus our wisdom and our holiness. By him we have been sanctified and redeemed.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
Through the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as the perfect sacrifice. His blood purifies us from sin and makes us fit servants of the living God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Through the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as the perfect sacrifice. His blood purifies us from sin and makes us fit servants of the living God.
Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed your Son to submit for our sake to the yoke of the cross, so that you might drive from us the power of the enemy, grant us, your servants, to attain the grace of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Get ready. The Holy Triduum begins tomorrow. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central. You go out now and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.